Well, you've probably heard the radio commercials, you've seen TV commercials, you're getting stuff in the mail for the census that is happening. By now, you know it's happening, and you may know about the importance of it. And if you don't, we have with us today, Gretchen Knowlton is with us from AgeGuide. And so what you do, Gretchen, is you are trying to reach out to older Americans to take the census, correct?
That's right. We know that this is a population that is at risk for being undercounted in the census. So that's what we're working on.
So why would they be undercounted? Is it because a lot of this stuff, you can go online for it, or they're in a household maybe where someone is not taking the census?
Well, thanks for asking, Joe. That's a good question. One of the things that's different this year, as you said, is that the census is going online. This is the first time that they've ever tried this. And that's uncomfortable for some older adults. I mean, some older adults are more savvy online than I am, but others have a little trouble with that, or they're concerned that that might be the only way to do it. So we're letting people know that they can still do it the traditional paper way. They can still do it over the phone. But also, the thing about older adults is that a lot of them have some health problems. Some of them are very socially isolated, and they don't have anyone to help them with the census. Or they might have some concerns about how the data is used, or the legitimacy of the census itself. So those are the kinds of challenges that we face in trying to get older adults counted in the census.
So this is why I think here with Star 105.5, it's perfect, because many who listen to the radio station, they may have parents that are elderly, and you're basically asking for their assistance with this to be able to help them with the census. And I didn't know it was the first time that it was happening online. You know, the census comes up, what, every 10 years, correct?
Right.
So the first time that we're doing this online, and if they're not as tech savvy, maybe one of their kids or a relative could help them out with it. But you also mentioned there's a telephone number that they can call as well. So let's give that number out if we can. We're talking to Gretchen Knowlton with AgeGuide. Let's give the number out. We'll make sure that it's also here at star105.com and on our social channels too.
Perfect. Joe, that number is 1-844-330-2020 for the U.S. Census.
Got it. 844-330-2020 is the number. Gretchen Knowlton is with us. And so some people might be wondering, and again, I've been inundated with the radio, TV commercials. I got the little card sitting at my computer right now, Gretchen, I'm not kidding, at home to take the census. What is so important about taking the census? Because people are like, okay, I get it. You want to count me, but it's more than just you being counted.
That's right. That's right, Joe. I'm going to have to get on your case about making sure you
know,
complete
gonna
your
do
census,
it.
Too.
I'm going to do it. I swear. It's sitting at my laptop right now.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to that. Because the census is so important in determining funding for our community. You know, right now, so many people are stuck at home, and they don't know what they can do to help. Everybody wants to be able to do something. We feel so frustrated. And this is something that you can actually do to help your community. Because the census pays for all of the things that we depend on, like those first responders, healthcare. And for seniors, it pays for things like special housing for seniors, Meals on Wheels that are so important right now as people are stuck at home. So a lot of the services that we all count on, roads, libraries, you know, all of those things are funded based on data from the census. So taking those 9 minutes fill out your 9 questions on the census can actually bring money into your community. So that is something you can do right now from home.
And it's something where I thought I saw a statistic, like if there's an undercount, it could actually cost like a lot of money over the course of the next 10 years, because that's the time frame between each census.
That's right. So for Illinois, it could cost us $1.2 billion if we just have a 1% undercount in
our
population.
Wow.
That's over the course of the next decade.
Yeah. You look at it over 10 years and how that would add up. So if someone has a parent that might need some help with filling out the census, you can do that for them online. There's the number that we gave out, 844 844- 330-2020. That's posted here at star105.com. Gretchen Knowlton is with us from Age Guide. I know a lot of times people might wonder, well, is this information going to be used for something else? Is my information private when they count me in the census? Can you speak to that, please?
Yeah, that's a concern for some people, Joe, especially for seniors, because we have worked really hard with older adults to let them know not to get taken advantage of. Unfortunately, there's so many scammers out there who prey on older adults, and now they're using the census season to try to prey on folks. So we really need people to know what the census is and isn't going to ask them. And older adults have special concerns about that. So, you know, we tell them don't answer to the door to strangers, don't give out any personal information. And now, you know, potentially there's going to be census workers knocking on their door and we're asking them to give out some personal information. But right. What they need to know is that the census isn't going to ask any information that's financial. They're not going to ask for bank information, or they're not going to ask about political affiliation or for any donations. Unfortunately, there's been stuff coming to people's mailboxes that pretends to be from the census and asks for that kind of information. So if you get anything like that, just throw it out, ignore it. It's not really the census.
All right. So 2020, you want to be counted. This is Gretchen Knowlton with us from Age Guide. Important to be counted for those funds, especially for people in the population that are going to need, like you said, Meals on Wheels, Medicare Part B. It pays for our first responders, and it could cost a lot of money because the census is only done every 10 years. So if people want to just go to the census website, they can do that as well, correct?
It is 2020census.gov.
Nice and easy to remember. 2020census.gov, Age Guide, Gretchen Knowlton with us, answering important questions about taking the census, especially for those that are older, maybe your parents, and you can help them to fill it out or at least direct them where to go so that funds for Illinois are able to make it to the people that need it the most in the next 10 years. Gretchen, thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, Joe.